Word of Life, a daily reading and reflection on the gospel of the day, a soothing respite from the daily grind. Listen to The Word of Life, presented to you by Monsignor Pedro C. Quitorio. Word of Life.
The Gospel for March 24, 2023, Friday of the fourth week of Lent. It is taken from John, chapter 7, verses 1 to 2, and verse 10, and verses 25 to 30. Jesus moved about within Galilee. He did not wish to travel in Judea, because the Jews were trying to kill him. But the Jewish Feast of Tabernacles was near. But when his brothers had gone up to the feast, he himself also went up, not openly, but as it were in secret. Some of the inhabitants of Jerusalem said, "Is he not the one they were trying to kill? And look, he is speaking openly, and they say nothing to him. Could the authorities have realized that he is the Christ? But we know where he is from. When the Christ comes, no one will know where he is from." So Jesus cried out in the temple area as he was teaching and said, "You know me, and you also know where I am from. Yet, I did not come on my own, but the one who sent me, whom you do not know, is true. I know him because I am from him, and he sent me." So they tried to arrest him, but no one laid a hand upon him, because his hour had not yet come. The Gospel of the Lord. Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ. A short reflection on our Gospel today. The Jews rejected Jesus because he was claiming to be the Christ. And the Christ, according to them, no one will know where he comes from. But they knew, they said, where Jesus came. So how could he be the Christ? That was actually a misreading of the law and the prophets, when it foretold that the Messiah, the Christ, will come from the line of David. And it was true. But the misreading is the thought that he would come with the pomp and glory of an earthly king, just like David was. The truth is, he would come, the Christ, as a man, just like the line of David. He would come in the line of humanity. And even in the mind of St. Paul, in his letter to the Philippians, he will even be lower than a man. He will come with the trimmings and the nature of humanity. He will come as a servant of Yahweh, the Ebed Yahweh, who will be willing to submit himself to all humiliations, to mockery, and ultimately carry his cross, where he will be crucified and die, and be buried on a tomb, in the tomb of human misery and futility. He will descend to the lowest point of death, so that all those shrouded with death will be given the possibility to rise with him on the third day. In the prophecy of Isaiah, he will be like a lamb that will be led to the slaughter in obedience and without the slightest cry of protest. And his blood will wash, will cleanse the stain of terrible death of everyone, so that many will be made white and ready to claim their inheritance and finally partake in the banquet of the elect in the kingdom of heaven.
Thank you for listening to Word of Life, featuring today's gospel and time reflections, brought to you as a special public service feature of the CBCP Media Office. Word of Life.